story was arranged to plan to give this presentation, but she has left. So I'm going to give the presentation. My topic today is about CartenGene, the community database for genomics, genetics, and breeding research in Carten. I'm mainly focused on the new updates for breeders data, for breeding data and tools. In my topic, there are three parts. The first, I'm going to give an introduction about CartenGene. And second, I'm going to give a demo with some query examples. And the last, I'm going to talk about work in progress and future plan. CartenGene is an online genomics, genetics, and breeding database. It's designed to help facilitate basic translational and applied research in Carten. CartenGene was initiated in 2012. It was based on the data in CartenDB and CartenMarker database. Then CartenGene include expand more data using CartenGene was developed using a software called Triple. CartenGene provide a single portal with a suite of searching and analysis tools to include all public available GGB data. CartenGene also hosts the ICGI website, so CartenGene serves as a communication portal for Carten scientists. A major data in CartenGene include genomics and genetics and breeding data. Genomics data include all the whole genome sequence assembly and annotation data. Currently, we have three genomes has a complete genome sequenced, which A2, D5, and AD1 genome. CartenGene is also has gossypium unigenes that the CartenGene team built based on the NCBI ESDs. We also have a CartenSeq, which include metabolic pathways, which was built based on JGI D5 genome sequence annotations. Genetic and breeding data in CartenGene include genetic markers, maps, QTLs. We also have a large data of germplasm and germplasm collections. Trait evaluations, we include four major trait evaluation data from Green, China, Uzbekistan, and especially last year, we upload a new U.S. National Carten Germplasm Collection trait evaluation data. And there are over 12,000 digital images also from ARS, National Carten Germplasm Collection, that's included in CartenGene. In addition, we have a large amount sequence and also a large amount, relatively large amount publications. Available tools in CartenGene include NCBI and Batch Blast, which allows user to align sequence against the sequence databases in CartenGene. User can also view and compare genetic maps using CMAP. And from CMAP, you can get link to marker and QTL details page. From a CartenSeq, user can browse or search CartenGenes and also view and browse metabolic pathways. And Genome Browser allows user to view and search genome sequence, genes mapped, markers, etc. We also have another tool called GetSeq, which it will allow user to retrieve any sequence data in Cartan gene. And to access to Cartan gene, you can simply go to your web browser and tap in this URL, and you will see the Cartan gene website, the home page. We have redesigned the Cartan gene website recently, and from this redesigned Cartan gene website, you can either start from major, select a major species, one of the major species, to get into the database, or you can select what kind of data you are interested in and then get into the database from there, or you can you can go to the Cartan gene navigation bar where it's showing on the top and select the drop down list under different category and get into the database from there. These slides give a brief description about what kind of content under each navigation bar, the drop-down list. Here is an example. For example, you start from a species and choose a species. You will go to a species data and the tools. If I choose hirsutum from this list, and you will see the background page there. It's showing all information that's stored in Cartan gene about this species, such as we in Cartan gene for hirsutum, we have over 10,000 germplasm in the database, and for the same species. And we have a DNA library was developed by hirsutum, Gossypium hirsutum species, somehow like that. And if this species has a whole genome sequence available, and you will see the genome showing on the left-hand list here. And from there, you can go to the genome sequence data, genome data. Another example is from a data drop-down list, which gives the information about the data overview. That's all the data overview in Cartan gene. And if you want to download the data, you can select the data download from the list. And then after that, list some several categories of data. So assume you're interested in treat data in Cartan gene, and you simply select a treat, and then you click, you will get the data treat page, which gives you brief information about the treat data in the database and the numbers, and also you got a list of several options. You can either click to see what the standardized descriptors and the rating scale used in National Cartan Germplasm Collection, or you can search trait. So if you select the first one, and you will get a table of those treat descriptors, and some of them, they have the image panel showing the image along with the descriptor. Now I'm going to give a demo with query examples. The example one is assume you want to find the germplasm images from a Cartan gene. To do so, you can start from a data and select the germplasm. Click on this one, you will get this page. Again, this is a data germplasm page. Give you a brief description about the germplasm data in the database, and also a list of the options allow you to get into the data in different way. Because in this example, we are focused on germplasm image, we want to find the image, so we choose browse or search by image. Then we get into germplasm search page, where you can see the image has been selected. If you you do not have to fill in anything, simply submit, you will get all germplasm images. So I click, you can see here, I didn't fill in anything, I just submit. We got the all germplasm images with showing we have over 12,000 germplasm images. If you want to narrow down your search, you can fill in users box. So for example, I choose, I put a ball open into legend. I want to search all those kind of images. So I put this one and click submit. And then we get all germplasm image that's about that has ball open image. We see the number here is reduced to 900 something. I should mention that you can always download your search result by clicking on the table here on the right side. Another example is, assume you're interested to find all germplasm with a okra leaf shape. To find that, you can get the information through search drop-down list. And then you choose trait evaluation, this section, this one. And then you will get a page, search traits. Here you have two options, search quantitative trait or qualitative trait. Since we're interested in okra leaf, so we choose qualitative trait. Then we got this trait evaluation page. It shows qualitative traits selected. And from a trait one, you can up to three traits if you want to make a combination of traits. Here in this example, we're only interested in one trait. So from a trait one, click on the arrow here, you will get a long list of all different kind of qualitative traits. We want to see leaf shape. And we were interested in the National Cotton Germplasm Collection trait evaluation data. So we choose a leaf shape from NCGC. And then you can choose value. Then it's going to give an old value in National Cotton Germplasm Collection trait evaluation data. And on this list, it's list all the different categories that score in National Cotton Germplasm Collection trait evaluation data. So from this list, we choose okra, and then you submit, and we return the result of over 1,300 images. It's included there, and I want to see is from there. If you want to find more, you can always further exploration the germplasm. For example, if I choose the one of germplasm, this name, and just click on that, it will go to the germplasm, that specific germplasm page, from where you can see it has, this germplasm has images, also has a phenotypic data. And the number of phenotypic data with of this germplasm is a total 64. So you click on those, you will get more information. The assume if I click on images, and this page will shows you the old images about this certain germplasm. This is the result when you click on phenotypic data. And this phenotypic data, from where we can see, is not only the evaluation germplasm evaluation data from a national cotton germplasm collection, but also include the evaluations from other trait evaluation project. At last, the future work about cotton gene, we're going to add Gossypium barbadense genome data, and we definitely hardly work on get more QTL and the trait data. We were developing the breeding information management system, which was Dr. Dorian Meng gave a presentation Tuesday afternoon in the cotton gene, cotton breeders workshop. We are going to add more USDARS germplasm images. It's also from NCGC, and also more cotton variety test data, and we try to make them online searchable. At last, I'm going to thank all industries, government, and universities for their funding and support. And I'm going to thank community of cotton researchers and bioinformatics researchers. And thank you all for your here. I'm ready to answer your question.
Any questions?
They are in progress. Yeah.
So how long will that take? So it's like a 3-year lifetime, or how long will it take?
You mean get the new maps into the database?
Okay.
I would say within this year, 2016. We are really get the map from publications. But if you have a new public available map, if you can send us the Excel table, that will make us easier and quickly to load map into the database. We may start. We talk about that on Tuesday's afternoon breeders workshop. And we may start, because we know Cotton Incorporated, they have a website and include some trials data. We may start from there.
The national data for regional high quality, RBPM. Can I see the
matrix?
The problem is for national cotton variety test data, we only have those data in PDF files. So we need to get them into tables and to load. That's really takes time.
Okay.
Any other questions? There's one.
From my experience, I was trying to make master system. I couldn't get all of the master. Are you really trying to improve all master system?
Marker sequence?
Yeah.
Yes, you go to Cotton Gene data and download and the marker sequence.
I could not create all of them in my Cotton Gene, but I could for that. My question is, are you planning to improve all of these?
We have all Cotton marker data, Cotton marker sequence in Cotton Gene, and it's download available. Go to data drop down list and data download, and then go to marker and choose marker sequence. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.